What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that has questions for the most underrepresented demographic of this podcast, men! My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal. We're
here
back.
We are. It's like...
this feels good, doesn't it?
Jumping into the pool.
It just feels right.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks for joining us this week. Now look, I lied to you just now, Terry.
I was waiting for it, Andy.
I'm not well.
I saw the story.
My beloved cat, Arlo, the only fucking pet that I actually liked. No, I'm just kidding. My dog is fine, but my cat was my favourite, let's put it that way. And she died, unfortunately, yesterday. And it was very sad.
What happened?
She had some sort of illness. Like, I took her to the vet in October, and she was, because I worried she had, like,
worms?
Yeah, or like, she wasn't weeing, and I was worried she had a UTI, and then she started weeing again. I'm like, all right, good, she's good. And then,
did
like,
she wee in or outside of the house?
She used to exclusively wee outside, and then she started to wee inside. And I was like,
that's
weird.
In the tray, like, yeah?
Yeah, well, we didn't have a tray for about a year and a half.
Because we didn't need it.
So then she started weeing a couple of times in the kitchen. I'm like, hey, okay, yeah, we'll get a tray again.
Fuck,
but like, it was weird because she didn't, everything she did was really different, like, since that first little illness in October, where it was like she didn't want to eat the same foods, she didn't want to sleep where she normally sleep, she, you know what I mean, her food taste was different and all this sort of stuff. And I was like, that's a bit odd. And then she kept losing weight, like she was practically skeletal by the time I brought, like, well, like obviously we'd fed her, she was eating, and then she kind of throw it up, but the weight was just kind of falling off her. And yeah, so she was like really skinny. Anyway, I kind of thought, and then she kept just going off for like 2 days and coming back, and I'm like, and I'm saying to Carrie, I'm like, she didn't fucking eat all day, and she's left a day and a half ago. Like, you know, where the fuck is she? And she's not eating and all this sort of stuff.
It's so, always the dad.
Oh,
they're going the same with Figaro, even though it's like Bonnie's cat.
And oh,
like,
yeah.
But it's like, I'm the one that's like, he's gone out at like 10 o'clock. And he's like, so you're coming to bed? I'm like, well, no.
Yeah.
She's like, why? Because of the way for the cat to come back to let him in. She's like, just leave him outside. I'm like, I can't leave him outside all night. Like,
what we would do is we would just leave a window open or something, and then she'd hop back in.
Put the alarm on. So it's kind of and yeah, he has like fucking hit the window before, and like he's in the kitchen.
Time to
like,
come in.
No, because you touch the window, it's sensor. So it's like,
oh jeez,
like fucking hell.
Well, it was one of those. So we brought her in, and I was, to be honest, I was kind of hoping that she'd get put down because I really thought.
Did
like,
they
she's
say
in.
What it was?
He said, are there other cats and does she socialize with other cats? And I was like, well, I don't know if I'd say she socializes, but there are other cats in the area. And he thinks maybe she got a virus off one of them.
Venereal disease, is that what you're telling me?
Or he mentioned something about like it's the equivalent of like cat AIDS.
Oh, yeah, feline AIDS. I had a cat that had feline AIDS before.
So I think it might have. I mean, she was really like dehydrated and anyway, all this stuff. So, I mean, but you know
you're
what?
Just going to let that pass? Me throwing out that I had a cat with feline AIDS.
I'm so consumed with my own grief. I'm sorry. Which one? Which one?
He was a guy. He was a foster cat. And he was like...
is this in the last 10 years?
This was before we got married, I think. And we had him for a little bit. But he was just really ill. Like, had diarrhea all the time. He was a lovely cat.
Is this the one that died when Faye was
gone? No, that was our first cat. That was the one I got Faye for Christmas. Like, 1 year. Stupid. Stupid idea. Like,
was it, though?
It was lovely, but it was like, compared to like...
getting a dog, I tell you one thing. I mean, I love my dog, but getting a dog is stupid.
Never.
If
Faye hates dogs. I know she's like a fear of them. Mm. And Bonnie is a bit sketchy of them as well. Yeah. Like, but I don't know. When it was like, I was like, feline AIDS, but like, he was like, he'd sleep on your lap.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, is he dead? Like, because he's like, he's just not breathing really softly or whatever. I'm like, like lifting his paw and it's like, and it's like, oh, he's breathing. Okay.
Oh,
and then we were like, we can't keep this guy. We were getting married like in 6 months. Like, we can't keep this guy. What were we thinking? So we brought him back to the thing. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. Like it's a hard thing, but it was weird.
A horrible thing.
Like when I was going to the vet, I was like, because I was a blubbering mess with Charlie like 9 years ago, whenever it was.
That was your dog. Yeah.
Yeah. And And then with Arlo, I was like, I was thinking in my head when I was bringing her in into the vet, and like, I had no appointment. The phone lines were down. It's like, it's always something weird, right? So I'm calling the entire, I left work early. Carrie's like, I think Arlo's, I think you need to come home now. I was like, okay. And calling the whole way, because I'm like, oh, they're not going to fucking be able to see me now. And like, right, well, I'm just going to go in. And so I went in and I'm like, you know what? I
think kicked the door in.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be that, you know, like, I don't think I have the emotion in me to be a blubbering mess this time. Like, boy, was I wrong.
Oh, it was, man, just like, I'm sorry.
But you know what's weird is like...
Let it out, man.
What?
Let it out.
No, I let it out yesterday. Yeah. It's fine. but there's always... with Charlie and with Arlo, there's always a weird interaction leading up to the death. You know what I mean? Like, where I came home early. There was someone in from the house next door. It hired a builder. All of the stuff that he was doing was all like just leaning against my gate and stuff like that. And I was like, don't like that. But I was just like, I went in, he's like, how are you? I'm like, hiya. And I went in, got the basket thing. And I came back out and he's like, well, how are we? And I was like, how are you? Yeah. And he's like, you couldn't help me lift that thing into the trailer there, could you? I was like, my cat's actually about to die, if you don't mind. I'm gonna go, oh yeah, go on ahead. And I was like
just, that just bounced off him like super, like bullets off Superman.
And it was like that when I was going home for Charlie, and it's like, I got in a taxi. It was when I was living in Dublin, and I got a taxi, and it was one of these taxi drivers. He's like, look at the hole on that, you know, like one of these. And I'm there like, yeah. He's like, here, look at that. What would you do? You know, all this sort of stuff. I'm like,
you're not getting a tip, mate.
In less of a mood for this, you creep.
That era of taxi driver is gone now.
It's a dying breed. Just like, it's always some weird little like, huh, that would never happen, you know what I mean? Like,
but I'm sorry.
Thank you.
It's a tough one, man.
It is tough. It's tough. As you know, and I'm sure a lot of people listen. Yeah, and I got some nice messages of people who you can tell are pet owners, because the difference in non-pet owners is like, it's like, you know, like even in here, it was like, and where your heart's broken, you know, like that sort of like lighthearted, yes. Whereas other people are like, condolences, that's like losing a family.
It was a much different experience where it was like a heart attack.
Yeah, that sounded quite.
It was traumatizing. Like, traumatic. I was supposed to go on a stag, my brother in law's stag, to Galway the next morning.
Yeah.
And I cancelled. I was like, and I was really like shaken up.
Yeah.
Now, like,
especially like, it was just you there.
It was just me, and like,
so it's just this weird thing. I'm here with this cat now, and
that's I was ringing her. I was like, don't know what to do. Like, rang my parents. Like, it was like I was fucking 12 again, something. And then I found a number, and they were like, can you like tap the eye?
Because
like, they came, you know, she used to do her laps up and down the hall, and then she like came and like, I've probably told this before, but like bounced off the side of the chair and like skidded across the kitchen. The kitchen and living room were like joined.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Kitty? And then it's just like, she's like, you could just see the life going out of her eyes. And I was like, God, is she gone?
That's bad.
Really bad. And then it was there on the phone to like tap the eyes. And if nothing,
it's not blinking. No
reaction, they're gone.
Yeah.
And then it was like, so I was like, what do I do? And they're like, find a shoebox and like, bring it to the local vet tomorrow.
Yeah.
And like, they'll do it for a fee.
It's always a fee.
Like, that's the biggest injustice. Like I say, I'm falling to pieces here. And I was like, so worried, because like, Faye was on a plane to Belgium. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to get through. And like, I was smoking weed quite a bit at the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, this will help me process this. Like, terrible idea. But
now
like,
I'm trapped with my thoughts.
And like,
and feelings.
Anxiety or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like, and it was actually weird. It was like that. My mom's like, you're not staying at home tonight.
Yeah.
You're staying here. Like, you're back. You're nice, in the spare room. And I went out and met a few of my mates. And it was so bizarre. They have a real gallows humor. And it was like, they're like, so you finally got rid of the cat. Like,
I already actually know the group that you're talking about.
Like, and I was like, I don't know why. That actually made me feel so much better. Like, I had like 4 pints sitting in the pub. And like, just even that like first joke. And I was like,
it gives you a little.
I was like, for fuck's sake, lads. But also like, it's a real catharsis. You need something to kind of knock it out of you. Like,
laughter,
you know,
really is the best medicine.
Medicine's the best medicine.
But anyway, hey, speaking of animals, on to more, well, not positive really, but hey, I hear that Robbie Williams movie is fucking tanking.
It's tanking, but apparently it's brilliant.
Is it?
Apparently it's so good.
Do you know what? I'm such a hater. I want it to flop
so bad.
Why do you
hate Robbie Williams?
I just think, why now? Why not 20 years ago? Why are they releasing a movie in 2025 about the life of Robbie Williams? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know
why. And why the monkey? You know, well, the great meme that Mad Men one.
Oh, I was gonna say it to you. Oh, damn. No, but it's like, I didn't know if you get it. Like,
do you know what? I kind of got the money was with the original line.
So it's like in the line, it's like, you never say thanks for the work, and he's like, "That's what the money is for." And yeah. It's like, nobody knows who Robert Williams is. Like, that's what the monkey is
that's
for.
So fucking funny.
There's a lot of them, but like, I mean, Mad Men. By the way, it's on Netflix now.
Oh yeah,
just it's an incredible show.
Is
like,
it?
It's so good.
Okay,
and I think if you can wrap your head around the fact that it is just it's a drama about life in the 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
About what these people did and how fucking messy they are and
I
all this shit. And it's funny as well. It's like
be into it.
It took me, like, the first time I was watching, I watched, like, 5 episodes. And I was, like, 23, I think. And I was like, I don't get it. I don't, because it was, like, first season, it's like, smash hit, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
And then when I watched it again, I kind of got up to the same point. I think I was a little bit older, and I was like, no, I still don't get it. And then when I watched with Faye, I think it was because I was, like, in a long-term relationship and like a bit more mature, as mature as I can be.
You can get, you got it a bit more.
I understood like some of his life, like why is he being so self-destructive? I'm like, wait a minute, I just did something like just did that last week. Like, so like it's incredible. It's really funny as well. Like it is like it's when the man who created it was a writer on The Sopranos and it kind of has that like, you know, The Sopranos has the crime stuff, but also like some of the funniest stuff is the slice of life stuff that they get up to or whatever. Like, you know,
I just downloaded season 1 to 3 of The Sopranos again. I haven't started it yet.
Downloaded?
Yeah, torrent, because I can't find it.
I tell you, I'll give you. It's actually on that Sky.
Sky Go?
Yeah, should be.
Oh.
If you can, I mean, I sent you the Yacht Rock thing that you could access that via the Sky Go, so you'd probably be able to get the Sopranos. I get it on my,
I keep seeing it on my algorithm on my TikTok and stuff, and I'm like, God, that's so fucking good. I want to see that again. Yeah. You know, but the Robbie Williams thing. So it's
apparently it's great, but like people are like, they're,
but no one's going to see it.
Like all the reviews have been like, and people like on my Twitter timeline and be like, all right, I'm gonna go see it. And they're like, holy hell, what a thing! Like,
right.
The whole thing with the monkey, by the way, is that like, you know, it's a bit, it seems a bit sledgehammery where it's like, you don't you see all performers are performing that kind of thing.
It's a bit on the nose, isn't it?
I mean, I'll take it though if it's good, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, look, I know you're going to talk about it, so I'm just going to ask you about it. I'm going to get ahead of the story. How was your David Ehrlich's top 25 movies of 2024?
Andy,
what's the song? What's the big song that you're going to be obsessed with now?
Well, funny you should ask. This is how good David Ehrlich is at the show. First of all, he's an incredible editor of things. Guys, I put on my Instagram, I probably have liked it or whatever, on my Twitter.
Likes are private, as you know.
What?
On Twitter now, likes are private.
What?
You can start liking porn again. We can start liking porn again, guys. The likes are private.
Well, okay.
Elon Musk. Weirdly, when he was caught out liking some odd shit, now likes are private.
Well,
weird,
I think I might have quote tweeted this one. So I quote tweeted it, and David Ehrlich liked my post. So you know.
So you can die a happy man.
Absolutely. Step one complete. But he took a song from my most hated movie of the year, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Ooh.
Like literally the worst.
Bye.
No, no. He took Like a Prayer by Madonna, and then there's a bit in it where there's like a chorus, like it's a choir singing Like a Prayer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like he kind of plopped that in there, and I was like, man. And also, I think there's, I don't even know if it's in the movie. I don't remember it being in the movie. I remember it being mentioned. A song from The Greatest Showman. Have you seen that movie?
No.
With Hugh Jackman?
No.
And like, he normally does an introduction that's like 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
Has a bunch of clips of stuff that might be in the top 25 or stuff that like is not going to make the top the 25.
Yeah.
But he used This Is the Greatest Show, I think it's called.
Right.
And like, I'm like, it's been in my head.
Now,
like,
question.
Yes.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry
yet. Do you feel like it's possible if you watch it again? I mean, you probably watched it, what, 10 times?
I've seen it for 6 times.
How long is it?
20 minutes, 22 minutes. Okay.
Any crews in there?
There's no crews this year, you know? That's so, you know, there's plenty of challengers.
What?
Challengers, Andy.
What's that?
It's the best movie of the year.
Like. Challengers.
Yeah, it's one with Zendaya and the two lads.
Oh, right.
Plenty of
challenges. Did you like that, though? I didn't think you liked that.
We'll see on next week's episode when I do it. We'll see what number it comes in at. But okay. It was fucking great, man.
Oh, okay.
So good.
I can't keep up, you know.
It's on Prime Video.
No, thank you.
Andy.
I'm not interested. I am not interested. I'm just telling you right now.
It was... The video itself, I'm like, how's he getting better at this? Like, how is it, like, somebody should hire him to do, like, the Oscars or something.
Who is he? Who is this clown?
He's a film critic that...
Who does he work for?
IndieWire.
Okay.
So, IndieWire would be one of my websites.
One of your go-tos?
Yeah, for film reviews and stuff like that. Like, and he has a podcast. And then it was like, I don't know how, I stumbled across it a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's been doing it since like 2012.
Right.
So then I went on a like down a rabbit hole of like going through all the old ones and stuff that. It's all on Vimeo. But like, so last year's one I thought was incredible. And like this year's one, I don't know if it's better, but like
Last one was all coming back to me by Celine Dion, wasn't it?
There's some Celine Dion in this one as well.
Yeah, okay.
It said a Titanic song, but it was like, My Heart Will Go On played over Nosferatu. And I was like, man, that's a fucking inspired choice. Because it's like, it starts off like, every night in my dream. And it's like, that's the whole thing. With he comes to you one of the dreams. I was like, man, this guy's fucking clever. He's clever.
He gets it. That's the thing. He gets it.
And like last year, it was like Anatomy of a Fall. Mm-hmm. That like movie about a guy who fell out his third story window. And like, did the wife push him? It's a whole trial. And it was like that song from Barbie. Like, I want to push you around. And I was like, look, like. Unbelievable, like thinking to sync it up, like
sinking, good sinking. Oh, you might say.
So I had a blast watching it.
Nice.
But here's the thing: I was so excited to watch it because I knew it was coming out Monday.
Set your timer.
On my lunch, I was like, "Here we go." And I was like, "No, it's not on his Twitter yet." I'm like, "I'll just type it into Google." You know, probably pull up a Vimeo. And it's like typed into Google, top 25, exact same font that he would use. Clicked into it. And it was like 19 minutes, and I was watching it, and I was like, a bit underwhelmed. Yeah. Like, he's kind of using basic songs, which isn't like him. And then he's like, I was like, he used that song like a couple of years ago. I'm like,
hang on.
It's a bit, and then it was like, I knew he wasn't a fan of Dune 2, and like that was in like the top three. I was like, And then it was like edited by this guy, this other name, and I was like,
Schlub.
And I was like, he hired somebody else to edit it, and then it was like, the penny dropped. I'm like, that's not him. I wasted 20 minutes watching
going around
this.
Your office like, it's not him. Shutting everyone's laptop, ripping out computers. Guys, it's not him.
Oh, thank it's God. Him.
Someone goes to eat a sandwich. No, you bashing out his hand. It's not him, you idiots. Terry, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
I said, boy, would my face have been red.
Well, I'm glad that the real version lived up to the hype.
You should watch it, is what I would say.
I mean, I just wouldn't. I don't think I'd be into it. Hey.
Why wouldn't you?
Hi. Because I don't know any of the movies. And they'd mean nothing to me, you know?
Would you not be... For somebody who is a videos man.
Excellent word.
Yeah. Somebody who, you know, does editing, puts
I
together...
I love a good edit.
Yeah. Like this... I'm surprised that there's no, like,
it's just
appreciation.
Yeah, but it's like you could edit, like, a bunch of, I don't know, ice hockey highlights. And I wouldn't...
Ice hockey?
I mean, I'm trying to think of something that I don't have an interest in. You know what I mean? But you could have a great edit of some ice hockey.
But if they did it to, like, music and, like, it was, like...
Yeah, it'd be better.
You know?
I'm sure it is good. The ones I've seen, I've liked. But I'm not in any... Did you send it to me?
You heard him, folks. You heard him.
I might watch
he's asking
it,
for it. He's asking for it. Send it to me. I'll tell you what. He has put out like a 2.5 minute clip of just the introduction.
All right.
I'll send it to you on Twitter.
Perfect. Send me that. And then I will.
Isn't it mad how we have the different forms of communication?
How do you mean?
Like, oh, we'll WhatsApp each other.
Yeah.
We'll Instagram message each other.
Yeah.
We'll Twitter share each other. Like, And like,
do you know what I find interesting is like, I find I would talk to you differently depending on the platform. Do you know what I mean?
Interesting.
Like WhatsApp, I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just hitting you up.
Just out.
Whereas I feel like with Twitter, I gotta leave with a little zinger or something. Do you know what I mean?
It's also like we're normally sending a clip or a link as well. Yeah, like, yeah. You know?
And Instagram, we don't have any contact.
It's very,
really.
Very, very rare. Fleeting. It's like, hey, look at this thing I found. Yeah. You know? That I couldn't find anywhere else.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Basically,
like,
yeah. But it's a weird one. Oh, by the way, you were fucking cracking me up the other day with the zingers on your group chat. It was like actual comedy material. It was like, and it was you,
what's
so
the deal
out
with Arsenal?
Yeah, it was like normally it's like, ah, oh, it's fucking stupid or whatever. Where it's like, he's handing out cards against Halloween. It's January, mate. And then it's like, it was soft as like my shite after Electric Picnic. I was in the car. I actually just couldn't stop laughing. I was like, Terry, these zingers, you're killing me.
I was hopped up on like cup football energy, like, and it was, I never get to watch it on the TV, not for the better, mm-hmm. to be honest. Like, if I'm watching football, because it's readily available on Sky on a Sunday,
yeah,
I'll have it on Sky Go, and I'll be like, put something on for the kids so they can hopefully mm-hmm. sit still and watch TV, and I'll have it, you know, here. Volume low, mm-hmm. but, you know, if something's happening, I'll be like, up to my ear, like,
yeah,
what's he saying? Red card! But because it was on BBC, I couldn't get it anywhere else.
Oh, yeah.
So I said to Faye, I was like, look, we were out for a walk and stuff in the morning, I was like, do you reckon I could get it on the TV? You know, I was like, if you want to go take a nap or whatever, mm-hmm. and hopefully Gus will be napping at that point, we'll get, you know, me and Bonnie will watch it and she'll be grand. Yeah. Faye's like, yeah, we'll have it on. She's like, but also, like, you need to be involved with the kids. I'm like, yeah. And then they all promptly, about 15 minutes into the match, just went into the kitchen doing painting and stuff like that. So
weird.
I was like,
that's weird, isn't it? Weird coincidence.
Yeah, I didn't prompt
no
it.
No energy.
But it was like, because it, like, all this was coming in the second half. And it was because, like, oh, we've gone 1-0 up, and then it was like a red card, and then it's a, you know.
Yeah, I heard the ref was absolutely disgrace.
He was awful. Well, even that he was a disgrace, just like an idiot, like.
They all are.
Yeah, they're so bad. But
each one is a new person every week. Like, oh, he's worse than the guy last week.
I'm like, how did he get this gig?
Nobody wants it.
Yeah, that's it. Like, but so I was like very much like, and when I was watching the game, you know,
you were hopped up.
But even like when it was the penalty,
yeah,
the first penalty, like,
your keeper, was one of the saves. I think it was. For the in-match penalty, one of the best penalty saves I've actually ever seen.
Really good, because it was a good penalty.
Full
like.
Stretch right to the bottom corner.
And that was the
was it a, in the
that
shootout?
Was in the shootout against. But it was a bit slow penalty, but it was.
I was so impressed with that. Yeah, this guy is get him in instead of
no, because he like no, because he played in the Spurs game where like we conceded four, and it was like,
okay,
it was like two like real clangers, and it was like. The first of two goals in a week that we conceded straight from corners. One's like, your man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, he's okay. I'm like, he did really well at the weekend. I wouldn't be like, hey, he's in the team for the next few games. I'm like, no.
Oh, man, it's got you brainwashed, man.
He's good.
He's, well.
Yeah, tell it to Bradley.
Who?
Connor Bradley.
Stupid.
And you guys drop points, huh?
Yeah, do you know what? Forest are actually fucking good.
They beat us.
Do you know what? I actually.
But they were poor.
I actually quite liked. I actually quite like Forest. Like, I like. I was saying on
I've
video
always
today,
had a soft spot for
I like their crest. I like the stadium. I like the fact that their fans were on every mistake. Yet. I mean, I don't like it, but damn it, that I respect it.
Mm.
Where it's like the. Every mishit shot or misplaced pass or whatever, like, whoa! And it was like, I feel like they actually rattled us. The first half we were fucking shy. But
second half, like, I turned on just after he's
equalised. How about that inspired substitution, eh?
I mean, he should be starting, so, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
So, like, why would you? I've got him in my fantasy. I'm like, he hasn't played yet. He hasn't started the game like 6 weeks or something. Like.
But I'm still, you know what? Like, the video that I made today is normally I'm just reviewing the match, whereas today it was like a call to. I mean, I was
arms.
Yes, well, maybe I was mixed up my emotions with the cat, but I was like, I'm just fucking sick of the like we're top,
yeah,
of both
with a game
leagues
in hand.
With a game in hand, and it's just
both leagues.
top of Europe, top of the league, top of the league,
the league over, top of the league, Champions League stage over.
No, there's a couple more. Listen, when you're in it, you'll be loving it. All right.
I mean, we're like fourth in the Europa League.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
But it was basically the annoyance of everyone being like, FSG, and we have to get these, and you know, these aren't good enough. It was just all.
Could you imagine?
Everyone's like, he's shy, Trent's shy, Robbo's shy, Nunes is shy, and all this, and it's like,
what do you want?
I just, like, if you can't be happy when they're top, like, who would you swap with? What team in the world would you actually swap with? No.
Man United.
Yeah, right.
We've got integrity.
Do you?
Not at all.
Hey, listen, on a slight change of course, I sent you a couple of songs, Terry, today, on our new feature. Andy sends Terry songs. Ba, 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 ba.
Andy, I'm going to be honest with you.
Go on, Terry. Now, let me just, before you give me your opinion on how much you loved it, I'm trying to do this new feature. Basically, I'm trying to punish Terry for punishing me all these years of making me watch these hit movies. But no, not really. But today, it was probably, I knew it was going to be a punishment, because I said, look, I can either hit you with this rap that I'm into at the minute, or I can hit you with the emo feud of, well, I don't know, the last 25 years. The brand new versus Taking Back Sunday feud, of course, as you all know. And yes, they talk about it. Terry, I had two questions. What's the better song, and who is the arsehole?
So, the bad news is...
You were gonna... Go on.
Completely forgot to listen to the song.
What? You made me this whole spiel. Why didn't you stop me at the start? I look like an idiot now.
Well... I look like the idiot and the insensitive jerk.
Okay, great. Like, as long as you're willing to admit that now.
I texted you with the best of intentions. Because I was like, hey, will you send me a song? We're going to do it on the pod. And then my day completely got away from me.
Uh-huh. What about your travel?
Well, I was doing the other segment that we have.
Okay.
I was sorting my answers for that. And then as soon as you mentioned it there, I was like,
sure. All right, well, next week. I'll tell you this.
We'll come up with a jingle and all for it.
I actually want to have a little jingle. That was my little vague attempt at trying to. I'll slot something in there. Yeah.
I want you to sing something.
Yeah, I'm going to sing something.
Like, do you ever listen to music?
I've got GarageBand on my new iPhone. I'll work something out on that.
Do you ever listen to the Lonely Island podcast in the end?
No.
They do a thing where it's like, because Seth Meyers is on it with them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, the whole thing is they talk about each sketch or each video short that they've done for the episode. And then they're like, hey, what's Seth's corner? Like, what was his contribution to it? And they're like, maybe we need to come up with a jingle. And one of them is just like, okay, how about this? Seth's corner, you're all invited. It's Seth's corner. It's a really good time. And then like the next episode, it's like, they've just put music to it, and that's the jingle.
Okay, great. Right.
That's what I want from you.
That's what I'm going to do. There'll be a jingle. There'll be a jingle by the time you listen to this episode. How about that?
In this episode?
In this episode.
Ooh, all right.
Actually, I'm over-promising there. I mean, I didn't actually have a segment. So next week. Next week, I'll have the jingle.
And then it'll be every week you send me a song.
I'll send you
and
something.
And I'll give you a review.
Great.
Yeah.
And I'll give you two cents. I'm going to try and make it interesting. Now, you will absolutely hate one of these songs. And you probably will dislike the other one, but you'll probably...
Which one do I hate more?
I mean, probably the Taken Back Sunday one, realistically. But we'll cross that bridge. So you'll hear all about the feud. I want to know who's right. And
Is it in the songs, or do I have to go research this feud?
No, the feud is they fell out over a girl. Typical, huh?
Tale as old as time. Hey, I watched some movies.
You watch some movies, okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, get.
That's weird.
It's out of character, right?
It's true, okay.
Trying to get my top 10 finalized.
Okay.
So far, I've got 9 locked in.
Wow. All
right.
All right. And you're looking for number 10.
I'm looking for number 10. Okay. I have one that I think will probably go in, according to the reviews and people I trust, that probably will skyrocket into my top 10. Anora, have you heard of this movie? Anora?
I have not.
Did you see Scream 5?
I did not.
Hmm.
I haven't seen anything.
No, but Scream 5 is like a few years ago.
Within 10?
Yeah, within 10.
Definitely haven't seen it.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought you were a horrorsman.
Yeah, but Scream is a different genre in itself, isn't it? Like,
slasher.
Yeah, I'm not a slasherman. Mm. You know, you're a bit more of a slasherman.
I mean, I don't discriminate when it comes to horror movies.
not really a goresman either, now that you mentioned it.
A gore poor guy.
Yeah,
I watched a really good horror, and I was just sitting there on Disney Plus, waiting for you. It's called The First Omen.
Oh.
You an omensman?
I have been known to be... to fuck with Omen.
You're one of Damien's dogs, are you?
Yeah. Well, the original, I remember, used to scare me as a kid.
It's pretty scary.
Not necessarily as much now, but still.
I think if devil anything, stuff, it's more unnerving kinda. Now, this little fucking kid. That's the devil.
I always remember finding the 666 on his head. Mm. I was like, oh.
So, this movie is set in 1971 in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
It's the prequel to The Omen. So it's like, ooh. And it's how Damien is born, I think.
Ah.
Or the Antichrist is born.
Yes.
Your mouth is going to start watering when I tell you who's in this movie, right?
Please.
The big book of British faces acting, okay. Voice guys, okay?
Uh-huh.
You got Charles Dance, AKA Tyrion's father from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
You know that guy?
Yeah, of course I do.
You got Bill Nighy.
Okay, who's that?
You know Bill
Science
Nighy.
Science guy?
No, Bill Nighy. He's in Love Actually. He's the old guy that talks like this.
Oh, I think I actually do. That.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I got it from that impression. So.
He's in it. He plays a cardinal. And your boy from your favorite British TV show, The Office, Ralph Ineson, a.k.a. Vinci,
he's having a real
man. He's so
he's good,
fucking
isn't he?
Good. He's so he's,
who knew?
Who knew he had it in him? Like, I mean,
he's good in The Witch as well.
He was so good in The Witch.
Yeah,
he's really good in this. He plays like an Irish priest,
right?
And he kind of slips into the market. I'm so sorry, but like without being like, oh,
top kiss, of the morning,
kissing the Blarney Stone, like you know, he's really good. There's some things in this movie that like images that will stay with me. There's not a lot of like jumpy.
That's what I like. I like the images that stay
I was
with
like,
you.
There's certain parts in it I'm like, oh man.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want the, oh, what the fuck.
Yeah.
Or,
there's
know,
a, there's
like
a good amount
that's
of that.
That's what I
now.
Want.
And like, it's set in an orphanage in Rome. All sorts of weird shit starts happening. Our main character thinks that, you know, there's a possessed child. There that could be the spawn of Satan. There's all this stuff. Church nice. Conspiracies. Really, really good. I have to say. It's 2 hours, but, you know.
It's fine. I've made my peace with 2 hours.
2 hours is good.
And more.
It's like 150, really. Like, you know.
Okay,
But I was like, will this crack the top 10? It's there, thereabouts. Could be number 10 if I'm feeling.
Do you have any other horrors in your top 10?
I have two horrors in my top 10.
Oh, I'm not even going to ask.
You can wait.
Yeah. I'll listen. Like all the other schlubs.
Maybe more than two. I don't know.
All right, okay.
good. And I watched Gladiator 2.
And?
Big disappointment.
Oh.
Big disappointment.
You were the only one, really, that I... Well, you're the only one that I know
hopes,
who talked about
it. It was like my most anticipated of the second half of the
year.
And
you were actually into the trailer. A lot of people weren't into the trailer. And you were like...
Just Denzel was doing so much heavy lifting. I'm like...
Do you know what? Like, just a slight side note before you tell me about Gladiator 2. I'm seeing Denzel, or Denzel.
As he likes to be called.
Yeah. I've seen him in interviews the last, like, year or two. And he just seems to be so, like, happy old guy now. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Where he's just like... He's riffing with the interviewer, or he's genuinely interested.
The
he
Gladiator like, press tour, he was fucking killing.
He's on it.
He's like, first, what's it like? First you learn,
then you earn,
and then you return. Like all this stuff. Like you're like, oh,
he's talking
I'm
to
your therapist now.
That's it. Yeah, it's like I'm a therapist. I am a therapist.
Yeah. That'd be $400.
So the movie's shit though, is it?
I was like, I'm really enjoying myself first hour.
Yeah.
And then there's another hour and a half and I'm like, oh, right. Like, and it kind of like the CGI, I'm like, that shark looks terrible. You know, there's stuff like that. It kind of, it's too long.
That's you saying that.
I know.
Two and a half?
It's two and a half. Yeah. 225 or something.
That's
and like
that's
Mescal is kind of good in it. And then they do like a character thing with him. I'm like, oh, he's just like, ride with me, nobleman, you know? And I'm like, all right, man.
Can I say something?
Yeah, you don't like him.
No, you know what? It's not even that I don't like him. He seems like a genuinely sound guy that I could easily be friends with. I don't get why I keep hearing about him and seeing him. I know you said it before. He's a
you haven't seen
handsome,
After Sun.
Handsome,
you haven't
talented
seen After Sun.
But I mean, enough. Like, you know what I mean?
You would get it.
What's Paul Mescal like on his fucking...
Ah, well, that's just the nature of the beast now.
It's
like
just
social media. That's just it. Like,
just think
know?
Of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I mean,
we want less Paul Mescal and more Kieran Culkin on my timeline.
No.
I bet you Kieran Culkin really annoys you, doesn't he? Admit it. You hate him, don't you?
No, no. See, I feel that when people like you coming out of the woodwork being like, oh my God, Kieran Culkin, what a hilarious charming. I'm like, you weren't here. You weren't in the trenches when we were watching Succession season 2. You know, and everybody...
Hey, I see Igby goes down.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah,
I've fucked with him since Igby.
Yeah, I mean, him and Scott Pilgrim, you know, I get it. But, like, you fucking throw it in the...
You weren't ready for that, were you?
I mean, I know. You don't want to tell me about Igby goes down, all right? Please. Kieran Culkin is fine. I think he's just...
I like his energy.
When you're saying that, though, I'm like, oh, man, like, he's... overexposed, but he's on the awards circuit now, so you're going to see him everywhere.
Yeah,
you know, I'd much rather
seen him on Raw. You can actually exchange with Punk. I was like, hey, there he is.
Fuck that's also a mark against him. Like, fucking buttering up to that sellout prick.
You used to fucking love Punk last year or whatever it was, 2 years ago.
Yeah, and how wrong I was.
As long as you want to admit that, Terry.
Yeah, oh, man, I am. And I'm like, you know what? That was just me.
Wishing he was better.
No, it was just me, because he was good. And I was like, I'm wishing, you know, I've got the blinkers on. I'm hiding. Mm. Like, even when he had that whole fucking punch up and all in AEW, and we went on the post show and was like, literally, like, running down the company and all. And I'm like, your man shouldn't have cut that, that scathing promo about him. And then I was like, actually, it wasn't really scathing. He mentioned something about workers' rights.
Yeah.
He's like, you're not for workers' rights. That fucking set him off completely. And he went, and it's like, but he's like, I'm not in the wrong. And then he's going around doing all these, like, you know, he's on the Ariel Helwani show and like basically running down the other company. I'm like, fuck you piece of shit. Here I am back in WWE. You know, back home. I'm like, fuck off.
I know.
You piece of
What's your integrity? Is he still married to AJ?
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
You know,
no, she does.
She's
there.
She obviously, you know, is. She's
can she come
to,
back?
What?
But can she
can.
Come
she
back?
Wants him. Sure. Like,
yeah, she should. Well,
I
mean,
she
wants
want it. Though,
yeah. Okay.
You know. So, watch that, and then I watch the Planet of the Apes movie as well.
There's a new one.
With Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
How was it?
It's pretty good. It looks incredible.
Who's the star?
The apes.
What actor or voice, or is there someone?
You know who's in it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him on a fucking on the big screen in like 15 years. He's been doing TV. He's doing that fucking Shameless show. Bill Macy, William H. Macy.
No way. He's
in it. I'm like, and I was like, oh, so what ape? When I saw him in the like cast, I was like, what ape is he playing? He's like, he's playing a human. And I'm like, oh.
Billy.
Did you like the other ones? Did you see those other ones?
I didn't see them. I didn't really like, I seen...
There's one with Franco.
20 minutes of the Franco one, and the CGI looks so bad I turned it off after 20 minutes.
Like, there's a huge jump up.
Okay.
From like, that's one.
Yeah.
Two and three are really good. Well, three is a bit depressing. Three has Woody Harrelson in it. You're like, oh, great. And he's like, no, he's playing like a psychopathic military leader, like shaving his head bald and stuff like that.
It tracks for him.
Yeah. But two is really good. Bill Nighy is also in two. Kill the Apes. But in this one, I don't think, like, I didn't know any of the people who were doing the monkey voice or anything like that. And there's a girl in it that...
You mean they actually have gone for voice actors?
Well, they're young. There's the main guy is some young actor that I didn't really know of. I didn't know his name.
I like that.
But there's a guy, main character, main ape bad guy, is called Proximus Caesar. I don't know if you remember Lost.
I remember Lost.
Do you remember the guy, Kimi from Lost?
No, I wouldn't.
He was the guy who's like, Ben, I'm going to shoot your daughter. If you don't come out here, yeah, the big military guy.
Yeah,
he plays the ape, and he's really good as there's a fucking skill to it. Like Andy Serkis was the guy in the other three movies.
Yeah,
the movie's fine. It's 2 hours 30, a little bit long.
Fucking hell! Why? But it's, why?
It is good. It's a blockbuster, so they think they have to, you know.
Nobody wants a 2.5 hour movie.
People want it, man.
I don't think they do.
Made a lot of money.
But is it, like, I tell you what,
Andy, some people, it's like, okay, we're going out for the night, getting the babysitter, we're going to the movies.
2 hours.
Make it worth my while. Make
2 hours.
We're
getting dinner as well. I don't want a 3 hour sit job.
Hey, guess what? It's not going to be on my top 10 because I won't be able to see it.
Right.
It's a movie, I don't know if you've heard of it, called The Brutalist, starring Adrian Brody.
Okay.
About a brutalist architect comes over from Germany post-war.
Okay.
3 hours, 40 minutes, with an intermission.
Fuck.
I'm going with my dad. We're going to go and we're going to have a grand old time.
Well, look, if you're up for it, great. But you
I
know,
mean, it won everything.
Here's the thing.
At the Golden Globes, could possibly win the Oscars.
That's a big do not watch sticker stuck to that.
Guy Pearce is in it.
That means as if I was going to be. What?
Why didn't you say so?
But you know what it is? It's like everyone's getting lazy. This is right. Now, I'm not saying this particular movie.
The Brutalist?
No. But the
Planet of the Apes.
All the redos in Hollywood, they're redoing all the stuff. All the fucking songs I'm hearing on the radio are all covers now of old songs. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Don't listen to radio.
Oh, you're lucky.
It's dying.
And then this, that is lazy
3 hours
storytelling. 40. That's and you would think, they're doing extra. It's not extra. It's lazy. They don't have they can't edit it down.
Disagree. You know what I mean? And that's you, what? But I'm sorry.
You disagree?
Yeah. Something like The Godfather is not lazy storytelling. Something like There Will Be Blood is not lazy storytelling.
Outliers like Goodfellas.
But this could be an outlier. It's not like every movie is 3 hours 40 minutes.
But I'm just So I wasn't even saying this one specifically. I did make that proviso at the start.
All right, I will give you that.
But in general, it's all other these nothing B movies like 2 hours 25, like
Wicked. 2 hours 40 is wow, is insane.
I mean,
So two goods and a bad, I would say. Right, well, I would put it that way.
So for the rest of us, just to translate it into our talk, folks, absolutely avoid
Gladiator 2.
That's absolute dog shit then by our standards. And it sounds like you could probably avoid Planet of the Apes as well.
If you like the other movies and haven't seen it, it's on Disney Plus.
All right.
And I'm glad I watched it. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
I'm glad I watched it. Really.
Would you watch it again?
If Faye wanted to watch it, because she's a fan of them, I would watch it again with her.
Okay.
The thing is, it looks incredible. At this point, it's like...
That's rare these days.
The CGI is so good. You're like, it's just an animated movie. Yeah. Oh, and there's a human. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's that good, I think, anyway. Okay. Like, you know, they've really got the motion capture technology
down.
Yeah. As opposed to something like Mufasa, The Lion King. I don't know if you saw, that's the prequel. It's like...
No.
It's the prequel to The Lion King. The live action, quote unquote, Lion King. Yeah. And I think they look dog shit. Like, I think they look so bad.
Yeah.
They are. Jungle Book a little less so.
I actually really liked Jungle Book.
Did you?
Yeah. When I seen it. The live action one.
It's
kind of... I'd be skewed if Joni liked something.
It knocks it
up.
It
automatically adds a couple of... scores to my score out of 10.
Bonnie's into Dog Man at the moment.
Yeah.
Those books.
Dog Man, the Kevin Smith movie.
Yes, Dog Man.
What did you think of the...
she loved the scene in Mubi where they go around killing everybody.
That used to have my favourite scene in a movie.
What?
Dog Man. Can you think of what it might be? 17-year-old me?
It's not, but I'm a fucking demon. Okay. Let's say
that's good though.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Uh-huh.
Is it when they cut off the wings? Is it around that point?
It was the one where he's like, Ben Affleck's getting all, and what did he do? He banished us. And Matt Damon's like, I've heard a rant like this before.
Yeah, it was
what
good.
What did you say? He's like, I said I've heard a rant like this. You sound like Lucifer, man. You've lost it. And all this.
They're good.
Well, fuck that. You know, I was like, yes. I used to fucking love it.
Let's put them in a movie again together.
I know. And I always used to love Jason Lee's bit where he would show up at the door for the AC and then he'd kill them. And then his goons would be behind. He'd be like, move. You think of that all the time. If someone's in my way, move.
But anyway, she's into Dog Man, books. So we're going to go
see
great. They're going to go see the movie that's coming out in February, I think it is. But she also started reading Captain Underpants.
Great. Books. Also great.
And then I watched the movie.
What you think?
It's okay.
I liked
she
it.
She really liked it. So yeah. I kind of liked it a bit
that's
more. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like Kevin Hart and Thomas Middleditch doing the voices.
I know, it didn't sound at all like
the two 40-year-old men.
I know,
you know,
but it was fine.
I enjoyed it. And then, you know, we watched the TV show and stuff.
Terry?
So my standards are slipping, folks.
Well, you know, kids will... I tell you one thing no one tells you about having kids, right?
What's that?
It will fuck up your algorithms. Big time. YouTube recommended? Forget it.
Nope.
Spotify Wrapped? Forget it.
You're doing it wrong, my friend.
And she has her own profile. She doesn't use it.
I was going to say, she should use Carrie's profile.
Yeah, I know, she should.
That's the other one. It all goes on Faye's profile.
Yeah, all the shit. It's like, this is how fickle I am. If we're about to watch something really good on Netflix, I'm like, well, I'm going to go onto my profile. Yeah. Even if we've been watching something on Carrie's, like, I want to bank the good shit on mine. You know, Carrie, of course, doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, I know. And Faye's the same. Except for the Spotify.
On Netflix, I think I'm cool.
Spotify thing, she's like, yeah, you're fancy free over there. Meanwhile, I'm getting fucking wheels on the bus or whatever, like super kiddies.
All right, I got some questions for you, Terry. The questions that people have asked other people on Reddit and also some other places on Reddit. Okay. I'll make it as quick fire as possible. Okay?
Yeah, well, you know.
We'll see. Don't worry, I'll get you out of here in 10 minutes, Terry.
The Andy Cantwell promise.
I'm so sorry that went long. As you aged, Sarah, question the first. As you aged, what became your main priorities in life and what do you think guys under 30 should prioritize?
My main priorities, it's just life, you know, parenthood and all that, you know.
Yeah.
It's providing stable environment.
I don't think that's the question. Well, yeah. If you
but
are a parent,
what I'm saying, what do you think guys under 30 should prioritize, mm-hmm. and what, like, maybe you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Enjoy single life.
No, I mean that's fine.
We do enjoy single life.
Yeah, absolutely. But I would say male friendship.
Oh,
and
that's a good one.
I say this because I don't see any other males on a regular basis, except for you doing this podcast.
Same.
You know? Whereas 10 years ago...
You wouldn't have thought...
I wouldn't have thought twice about
it.
You know, like, I'm going, who are you meeting with pints? Oh, well, I'm meeting Gary. I'm meeting, you know, Richie. I'm meeting Thomas. You could have... A group of 20, I could have picked, you know, two from that every night.
Yeah.
And now it's like... Shrunk to like one. You know,
and it's me.
I'm stuck with the laugher. So that would be my.
That's a good one.
Just like it's a very important. And
you
I had
to have a million, but just
I mean, I had a conversation with a friend there, and he was kind of saying the same thing. And I was like, the podcast is like a huge outlet for me because I see like one of my best pals all the time. You know,
we chat.
Yeah,
like we chat here, which is like. It's almost like secondary that there's other people listening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm aware that there's people listening in a faraway land somewhere. But, like, these hour and a half chats, which you just don't chat to anyone for an hour and a half in your week.
No.
And then chats in the car on the way back, if it gets a little blue on the way back. But you know what I mean? Like, it's such an outlet. And,
yeah. So that's
a good one.
I think that, for me, it was like, oh, that's the stark difference.
Yeah.
Now, I know some lads that definitely... They make it happen and they go out of their way to make it happen.
Yeah.
And I think that's very admirable.
Yeah.
My situation, I can't do that often.
Yeah.
You know, two young kids.
Yeah.
It will come in a few years, I think,
yeah,
that I'll be able to be back out more social and stuff like that. But at the moment, it's something that I'm
doing the graft.
Absolutely, man.
I think that's a great one. I would say fitness if you haven't.
Yeah.
Like, because when you're 20, you can kind of just do what you want. And then it's only really when you hit 30s. And then you just realize, like,
those few pounds aren't shifting as quickly as they used to.
Yeah, and just, you know,
you don't have the time.
You don't have the time. It's so easy to not do it. I suppose I haven't been to the gym this week, and I tell you, I'm not feeling good about it. But
sign up next week.
Nice. I think that's something that the older you get, the more value.
Also, what you're saying there also contributes to mental health.
Yeah,
I think so. Usually. Like, where in my 20s, I would be like, I wouldn't even be, it was never an issue really where I was like, I feel I need to exercise to maybe help my mood.
Yes.
Whereas now I'm like, geez, the difference I feel, you're more acutely aware of it, that like, wow, like, I feel so much better this week because I've been active and doing stuff.
That's what Tony Robbins says. Change your physical to change your mental.
This guy.
He's great.
He's not. Sign over the deed to your house to me now.
Okay.
That's a shock to your system.
Wife is out of town for 2 weeks. What are some things you could do that you wouldn't normally do while your wife is at home? Now, I'm going to assume that she's taking the kids with her. All right. That's a requirement.
So if it's just me in the house,
after you've had your three wanks, then
absolutely.
What do you do?
I'm so sorry. I generally stay up late and kind of fit in my watching there anyway. So, like, I wouldn't say that. I tell you what it would be. It'd be cooking. Cooking way more meats.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of
sandwiches.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, you know, I have sandwiches anyway.
Okay.
But, like, I would be, like, buying meat that I would like to eat for me that she wouldn't normally partake in.
Right.
And this has been the same since we've been going out. Like, she went away for 2 weeks when we were, before we were married, we were living together, we had no kids. And she came back and she was like, Terry, like, why does the house smell like this? I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, what have you been cooking? I was like, well,
funny.
It's like duck, like, I might as well have like sausage links around my neck, like a lot of that stuff. I think maybe drink more as well. Like, I generally, I'm not a big drinker.
Drink alcoholic.
Yeah. I'm not a big drinker in the house these days, but like, if I'm there on my own,
blare out some music.
Yeah, and like, you know, blare out some Bruce Springsteen, like, stick on Promised Land and crank it to 15, like.
That of David Elric, whatever the guy's name.
You know what? He did use it on his video one of the times, yeah. But it's, you know, it's Off Darkness of the Edge of Town, my friend. It's a difficult second album.
You don't tell me, my friend.
I think I do. By your own admission, you know, you just know the river.
That's true.
Yeah.
The river and...
The river's great.
And...
The Rising?
No, what's the one that Atlantic City's on, the acoustic-y one?
Oh,
Nebraska?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah.
All right. And Born to Run, actually. Yeah, I mean,
well, what's on Born to Run?
Born to Run?
Yeah.
It's on the road.
Yeah.
10th Avenue Freeze.
There you go. All right.
I would... You passed the test. If it was me, what I tend to do when Kerry is gone is I don't look after myself at all.
Well, that's eating a lot of meat is the same.
Yeah, like I will sit and like play PlayStation for like as long as possible. And I'll like forget that I haven't eaten or I haven't drank anything in like 4 hours. And I'm like,
SpongeBob.
I'm bursting to go to the toilet.
Like, I'll eat it.
So I would probably, it's not that that's what I should do, but that's probably what I do.
I do.
But yeah, I would be kind of similar, to be honest. I would
watch a lot of sport on the TV as well.
I would just have sport on all the time.
Football. Like,
I would just, basically.
My wife went away 1 year when the Euros were on.
Ooh.
The COVID Euros. She'd gone over to see, and she took Bon with her.
Ooh.
She went over to see her sister for like 2 weeks, I think.
Right.
And I was like, maybe it was 2.5 weeks, but I was like, yahoo! Oh, and then like after about 10 days, like, oh, I'm sad.
I know.
I'm lonely now.
I find I forget, like, I'm so sort of, dependent probably is the word, on Kerry, because I've just been together for 20 years.
Yeah.
That like when she's gone, I kind of think, my first 2 hours, I'm like, fucking yes. Yeah. And then after 2 hours, I'm like,
cranking like yeah. Born to yeah. be wild.
All right, next question. What's your favorite man thing that no one talks about but every man knows about? It's a tricky one.
A
man thing that every man knows about but no one talks about. I mean, I kind of touched on it before. I think taking out the bins is a very man thing.
Hmm.
Knowing when is it recycling day or is it fucking general waste day.
I think wiping your ass.
Oh, go on.
Is one that it's like.
How do you mean?
You know, when you take a shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, wiping your ass. You're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, but that's not a man thing. Everyone wipes their ass.
That's true. But not everyone takes a shit like a man.
That is also true. It's actually backwards that we wipe with dry toilet roll.
Speak on it.
What?
Speak on it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, let me hear.
Okay.
So you're cooking, yeah?
This is the modern lingo you're using. Well, if you got shit on your arm, you wouldn't just get a dry bit of tissue and wipe it off. You'd get something wet.
A moist towelette.
Yeah, or, you know, a baby wipe. Yeah. You just can't flush them. But, surely that's what you should really do. What we should all really be doing is wiping our arse with baby wipes. And then the final wipe with a dry wipe.
Hmm.
Really?
I mean,
if you got shit on any other part of your body, you would not use a dry thing and just... Ugh.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to change mine because I don't want to talk about shite anymore. cooking a steak.
Okay, well, yeah. It is a man thing.
That's very sexist of me, actually. I'll just strike that from the record.
Every time I cook a steak, it's fucking purple.
Yeah.
Next question.
Hold on.
You got one? Go on. Dead air.
There's obviously the whole... masturbation piece.
Let's talk about it, Terry.
So, like,
it's our equipment. No one's better at using it than us.
Yeah, but even then, I find when I've been in conversations with other men,
yeah,
because I'm circumcised,
I keep fucking forgetting that.
Like, I'm circumcised.
Oh, so that's blowing my mind.
Exactly. And people are like, "You're not circumcised." I'm like, "I am." They're like, "You're fucking not circumcised." Like, why am I lying about this to you? Like, I am. But, like, I remember, like, one of the last time he was like, oh, so, you know, when you wank and then it's like, you catch it in the foreskin and, like, run to the jacket and empty it out. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
What?
Like, yeah, he was like.
Oh, like.
And I was like, what is this?
Who's this vile pig?
I'll tell you on the right now. I'm like, I'll give you 3 guesses.
Oh, God.
So, you know.
Forgetting about that.
Something like that.
How,
like,
do you do it? I don't want to know. But I really
do.
Really
easy, my friend.
Yeah, all right. All right, next. When would you want to be woken up if your partner hears a noise? Did you get that question?
Yeah, like, so, like, at what point?
Like, what would you not, like, so if you're woken up for some bullshit, would you be like, what'd you wake me up for that for? Yeah. Or what would you be like, oh yeah, what is it, you know?
I think...
I have an answer. Two things.
I am hard to wake up.
I believe it.
If it's like the cat downstairs, I'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake. Mm. You know, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. Good luck.
But then also I would have such immense regret if it was like she went downstairs and it was somebody there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True,
that's
what
the alarm is on.
True.
That's what the monkey is for. Yeah. So, so, you know, I guess... Wake me up
before you go.
Yeah, I think that's do it. Yeah. I'm fine.
If there's a noise,
yeah,
wake me up. If you're worried about
if it's
intruders
wind blowing outside,
even though
something.
as we know, notoriously intruders in the house is one of your biggest fears. So you would
face a long time.
You would face your child
burglars
fear.
In my house, creaking and cracking.
I always had fear when I'd be just looking at the door in my room that I would just see someone just poking his head in through the door.
Hey, Andy,
like, hey. For me, I would say I would want her to wake me up if there's a massive thunderstorm outside and she's like, hey, let's check out this thunder.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or if there's...
You would want to be woken up.
Yeah, if it's like... If there's lightning. No, if there's lightning and thunder. And then I can wake up and then drift off to sleep to the sound of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if there's drunk people from the Arklow Bay
fighting,
especially like it's a physical fight, wake me up for that.
Yeah,
I'll be curtain twitching all night. but
another euphemism.
No, it could be. All right, next.
What do you enjoy that is supposedly for women?
Yeah, I don't know why I put this. I don't really have an answer for this.
I got one.
Go on.
A bubble bath. Had one last night. I had a sore, back.
Oh.
A bit of Radox in the bath, a hot bath, and just slide in.
sounds gross.
It was so nice. Then I woke up. I got out of the bath, and I was like,
"Woke up in heaven." Hello,
woke
Terry.
Woke up dead.
Yeah, where am I? Don't worry about that. Now, come on in.
Wow, it's so wide up here. I love a bath.
Do you get bored? Do you flick on your phone or do you watch something?
I have the laptop set up and I start to watch The First Omen for an hour.
The first what?
Omen. The First Omen.
Okay.
And I sit there and I have a nice little soak, let my muscles relax. Then I get out and I smell good.
Mm.
You know?
But don't you smell good after a wash in any way? Yeah. I guess you got the Radox and shit.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, you smell. I get the blue Radox.
Do you not feel an overwhelming urge? And I'm sorry to talk about private so much in this episode.
No, not.
Do you not feel? No, do you not just feel like the urge just to mess with them, like if they're right
balls.
There?
Balls,
yeah, or any of it, and the big one, or whatever, medium size.
We are asking men. Not really. See, if
just to mess around.
But if you enjoy a bath as much as I do, the novelty is well worn off.
True.
You know, if you're a batsman like me.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, if I happen to, there's rare occasions where I sleep with nothing on.
You're just messing around. Like,
well, I just can't help it, but not even in a sexual way. It's just there. Like, ooh. It's just like,
oh, hello.
Now I'm over here.
Oh.
All right, next.
What you doing? Hello.
What would your chosen superpower be, Terry?
I used to always say it would be flight.
Mm-hmm.
And I still would like that.
I don't think Anton tops it. Yeah. Like Superman flight.
Invisibility.
Mm.
You know?
Invincibility.
No, because people can still see me. Whereas like I can just be like, I'm going to the bathroom, like and then I'm just like walking around, doing whatever I want. Pretend to be a ghost.
But realistically, do you think that would... Okay, well, that'd be cool to mess with people and stuff. Do you think that'd wear off after, like, 20 minutes or something like that?
Or what do you mean, like the novelty? Like,
yeah.
But I'd be using it, like, strategically. You know what
other instances would you really be... Like, I get it. Like, that's cool. But, like, what would you apply it with? You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Or for? Like, what would you... What would you do with it?
You ever in a tight spa?
Mr. Simpson? Yeah, true.
You know?
Looks like this bird's got to fly.
You know, or like, you know, I want to...
That's good.
I want to go to the cinema, but I don't want to pay.
Yeah, but if you had... Yeah, I suppose.
Flight, where am I going to fly to?
If you had, I think flight tops everything. Really,
I mean, I used to
Superman
always,
flight,
but why Superman flight?
Because like it's effortless. He can just he's up.
Yeah, you know I mean? But like, I don't want to go as fast as he does.
Well, I'd love the option.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. You know I'd be more like
sort of like super speed, like you know, from The Boys or something.
No,
where everything slows down.
And hate
can,
that.
Why?
I don't know. You always love speed.
Yeah,
no, I'm like. Like leisurely.
It's like, can you go to the shop for me? Like, yeah, no problem. What do you want? Packet of crisps. There you go.
That's no fun.
Well, okay. Well, that's an errand for someone else. But I could get to wherever.
I like the idea of like
you're in a fight or something. No one knows you've got this superpower, and they're like, "Yeah, fucking. What time is it? Give us your phone.
I'm invisible. Boosh. I'm invisible. So me long, too. Boys." Yeah, Superman flight, but just not as fast.
I just see a floating jacket. Yeah, okay.
Like, I like the idea of, like, I fly like an eagle. You know what I mean?
That'd work, though. That's why I specifically...
No, but I don't have to flap my arms. Just, the glide, you know.
I don't want...
You would say the gait of a flying eagle.
Mm. I think you're putting too many restrictions on yourself. You could just have.
I mean, I could do it that way. I don't think I would like to do it that way. But
Superman
me,
style.
Yeah, if you give me the option, fine.
Superman style. Surely you don't do that. Just just going like. All right. Next, if animals could talk. Oh no! What's the funny? No.
I'm a night owl. Are you an early? You're an early
night
bird.
Night owl or an early bird? I'm an early bird. Yeah.
I'm a night owl. All I right. will stay What's up. That? Ridiculously.
I'd love to stay up as well. I mean, I do stay up, but I just can't because I'm an early bird. Next, what's the funniest nickname you've ever been given?
I had a lot of nicknames.
2 Euro Terry, Texas Terry.
Yeah.
Big Tuna.
Big Tuna.
Big Tuna's a great one.
Terramoister.
Terrorizing.
Toby Toaster.
What?
Terry.
Toby Toaster?
Yeah.
Is that one from home?
That was from school. It was like Terry Toaster. Toby Toaster.
Terry Toaster. Yeah, that's like fucking
Toby Toaster. I don't know why it changed that's to Toby, great. But it just did. And then people would be like, hey, Toby. And I'm like, oh, yeah,
that's my name.
Yeah. The Master of Disaster was one that I quite like. Because I was so unlucky as like into my early 20s.
The Master of Disaster.
Andy, I broke my wrist twice playing football. Like, I was on a swing on holidays and I beat it and like landed on a piece of glass and cut my foot open.
That long hand thing last year.
Banana boat. I was on my sister, which came off.
Thailand
landed on my
died.
Head. Absolutely. Like, you know, there was,
true. Yeah, swallowed a fly when he came home.
Yeah, I mean, like, how are we still alive?
You may very well not be, Terry.
This is all part of the afterlife. What about you?
Chowder.
Jack Tandy.
Clamwell.
Oh, we gotta do Clamwell.
You know what's funny? When you just sometimes call me Clamhead. Like, that's funny. Cantwellian Plantation, I used
that's
to be
good,
called in
yeah.
school. You blind deaf bastard, they called me in school a lot.
Lovely nickname.
I know.
Even these friends.
Can't do well.
Can't do anything well.
Can't achieve well. When I burned my hand on a bit of metal in college, they called me Andy Cantweld.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. So stuff like that.
Shark Tandy Andy.
I don't know what Shark Tandy even is or what it's from.
Rock Shandy Andy, and then it changed.
I don't know what Shark Tandy.
Some people they do these, but people got, like, some free association. Like, you know?
But there's some people who I won't have seen in 10 years, and they'd be like, you know, like Shane or something, and he'd be like Shark Tandy. You know, like that's the greeting. Yeah. You know, so it's like,
all right. Yeah. That was a good one.
If animals could talk, which one do you think would be the rudest, and how about the funniest? I think cats would be the rudest.
Do you actually? It's a bit cliche. Though.
It is a bit, but I think a cat doesn't really give a shit what you think. You know what I mean?
I think a peacock.
Yeah, they'd be snooty, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I think they're better than us.
I think a cat, you can, you know, some cats are like, you know, my cat is almost like a dog at times. You know?
Yeah, they do. I was very surprised by how much cats actually do like cuddles and rubs
absolutely.
And stuff, where you'd assume that like, oh, they think they're too good for that.
Yeah. No, I think like a peacock or some sort of exotic bird.
A bird of paradise.
Yeah. Funniest.
I was going to say hedgehog.
Oh, why?
I think they'd have to have a sense of humor. Looking like that. You know, they'd be very dry.
All right.
You know what I mean? You love him. He's very dry. Very funny.
Huh. How interesting. Yeah. I think like a bear.
I think a bear would laugh at jokes, but I don't think they'd be the joke maker. You know what I mean?
Good point. You know, I think I'm funnest maybe instead of funniest.
Good company to have around in a group, but I don't know if they would be the main source of laughs in the group.
Fox, maybe, if you're talking about like dry laughter or whatever, you know, somebody who's like gonna have a zinger.
A fox would be quick.
Yeah,
you know quick, I mean?
Witted.
Quick witted. That's very good. I'm having so much fun. Okay. All right, next. Because we've got to probably wrap up.
Yeah.
What's the most annoying fake outrage, performative outrage?
For me, it's either one of two.
Okay.
Like, opposition to trans lives.
Oh, okay.
Like, because I'm like...
Like, you don't really care this much?
Yeah, you don't really care this much. Like, it's just an excuse to get your...
Yeah.
You know, to be... nasty and hateful, like
really,
like if it was your son or daughter or whatever like that, like
or 100%
right wingers in this country at the moment that are like foreign people out, like, you know, that kind of stuff that I'm like,
but I don't know if that is fake for them, You know what I mean? It's stupid for us, but I don't think they're faking it. You know what I mean?
There is an element to it, though, that is like...
baiting.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, well, this is the thing that's in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we had a guy...
none of us were into this a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
We had a guy on the team where it was like, he was like, oh, I hate black people. He was a young fella, and we were like, we're two black lads on the team, like, and I was
what?
Like, we're like, you can't be saying that. And then like, he became really friendly with them, and I was like, so there you go, like,
yeah,
that's the kind of shite. That's kind of shite that, like,
and you know what's mad? Like, I don't know if we talked about it before, but like, we went to school with Gavin Pepper, counselor Gavin Pepper, and let me tell you, I'm not surprised at all that he's turned out the way he is.
No.
I'll just say that.
But
I mean, it's just funny because my. My
delight he didn't get in, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But like, my brain just thinks of like, he was tiny as well, and like
a dope. I'm sorry,
he was,
but
he was a runt. Yeah. Let's face it. See, I would say I'm not thinking that.
You're thinking more like social,
like pineapple on a pizza. Like that's the thing that people pretend, like performative.
Well, I'd
fake outrage. Like, it's like, oh, what do you mean? This fella likes pineapple on it. And it's like, it's not really that big a deal.
Of course it's not. You but like,
mean? Shit like that.
Yeah.
I was trying to keep it light.
You know? Yeah, well, I mean, that's me. I hate pineapple on pizza. You ruined
okay,
the pizza.
So that's not, okay, well, you know, pick it off, you know?
Yeah, but then your pizza's all wet.
I feel like you're a bit of a baby food wise.
Excuse me? I'm a baby.
Yeah, you don't like ice cream. You don't like.
I love ice cream.
You don't like pineapple on pizza. You
don't like pineapple.
Don't
on
like
pizza.
Hot beverages. You.
That's not food.
That's weird.
Beverage is not food.
It's, you can
see food and beverage.
You don't like.
Come on.
Like mayo. You don't like.
I like mayo. It stinks.
You don't like onions. Well, that's fine.
I like onions. They're the base of every meal I make. Just don't like big chunky raw onions
in the middle of me fucking lunch.
Yeah,
roll.
Exactly. Oh. Yes, Andy.
Remember that one?
Yeah, fucking, you ruined it.
Fucking great.
My wedges. And that's not performing. That was real.
Oh yeah.
Vitriol.
I knew it would be. Yeah, I was waiting for you to come back. Oh, fucking damn.
I'm right though. Mess with somebody's food.
Hey, you said it then, and I was like, you know what? Fair enough. That's fair. That's fair.
And I still didn't get a sorry.
What? I did say sorry.
Well, say it again. For posterity.
You know, I'm trying to think, why did James Spader apologize?
I'm sorry that your, you know,
bulbous
boring
head.
Palate can appreciate raw onions in your wedge roll.
It's like, it's nice. It's very nice. But I don't think it quite justifies an apology. I'm sorry, T.
Shallowest deal breaker. If you don't like movies.
That is shallow.
Yeah. You know? If I was meeting like a potential romantic partner.
Suitor.
Yeah, I'm the suitor.
Oh, really? Suitee?
Whatever. we're getting late here, right? Enough of this. I'm trying to keep this train on the tracks, all right?
I'm trying to veer off every 2 minutes.
If she said to me, I don't like movies or don't watch TV.
You'd be like, goodbye.
Yeah. I would find an excuse.
Fuck off.
Yeah. You know, I'd be like, okay, very nice. So what are you into? You know, blah, blah, blah. And then lose my number.
Yeah. You would get up out of your seat.
My check.
And you'd be like, it's like, no way. That's really interesting. You'd open the door and you'd say nothing. You know? Get up.
It's like I'm there in my Paul Thomas Anderson t-shirt. Yeah. Like, no way.
It's your big movie foam finger.
What about you?
Shallowest deal breaker. If they don't like, I think. Do you know what? I think it would be if they don't like music. Do you ever come into someone and you're like, oh, I don't really listen to music. Like, I don't listen to music.
Yeah, sorry.
Not
what,
like
are you
this
an
kind
alien,
of music.
Like,
yeah, you know.
Who's
what I
your
mean?
Favorite band?
Yeah, do you know that? Like, or like, I used to have a real hatred if someone when I was a kid, if someone said that the Chili Peppers were their favorite band.
People who say they don't like the Beatles. That to me is
that's
like
a new
performative.
Thing.
Like
that's a new thing on social media. Where like Beatles are
crap,
whatever, and I'm like, oh,
all right,
you fucking idiots. Next, last one, something everyone loves but you find overrated.
Harry Potter.
Hmm.
I can't. I've never been able to crack it.
I liked a few of the books back in the day.
Never read the book. because I found the whole world hard. And I've attempted the movies a few times. I like one, but
they
not enough. Better. Not enough to be like.
They definitely get a lot better than one.
No, I liked one of the movies. Oh, okay. I liked the third one, yeah. I think. But like, I watched then the next three to be like, oh, and it's like, no. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I've nothing against fantasy or whatever. That I just haven't been able to crack. And like people being like, I'm rereading the Harry Potter books. I'm like, what? Like, I know I've reread crime fiction books or whatever, but like, it's my third go round reading Harry Potter books. Or like, we're sitting down watching all the Harry Potter movies on Christmas Day. I'm like,
what?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't like that. Don't
doesn't,
like that.
Nope.
I feel like I've got, I've got a bunch of them, really. Like, Succession. Not that I even think it's overrated. I just don't get that. And that's probably the best way I would phrase all these. I don't necessarily think. I feel like I'm the problem, but The Wire was a big one.
Wire is a big one for you.
Just everything.
Everything.
Great. Honestly, I think everything's overrated. Yeah. Fuck it. That's it. I'm tired. All right. Everything.
Okay.
All right.
Life. Huh.
No. Well, this is it. Huh.
Okay. Let's get our plugs in,
folks. If you want a good time. What you need to do is you need to go onto patreon.com/whatssogreatabout. There you will find, there you will sign up. You will sign up and you will get for €5 a month, 2 extra episodes a month. You will get early access to all these episodes. Plus you can shape the very content that you're hearing right now on the main feed.
We actually had planned to do a listener request from one of our lovely patrons, Rob McAdam. He had asked us to do top 5 things we would take from our house if in event of a fire. And
now,
we
should clarify, this was suggested about 2 months ago.
Yeah, we just put it still there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we kind of punted it because of all the stuff that's happening in the States with the wildfires.
And we were kind of planning on doing it, and then we're like, actually, hang on.
It's kind of bad taste.
Is this a bad taste episode?
Yeah. So we'll do that in a couple of weeks, Rob.
Yeah.
We'll
change it to flood.
It's the same thing though. Like the whole
it's better taste. Leaves a better taste for me.
Yeah, everything is washed away.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just not really happening right now.
Yeah, but it's still the sentiment of, I've nothing left, and there's people out there that don't have anything left.
Yeah, but we can't. You can't cut me off at the heels here. It's flood, all right?
It's flood.
It's always flood. Flood. You can find us on social media, What's So Great About Pod on Instagram. And you'll also find links to everything we do, including the Patreon, including some merch, which you've got some bitchin' merch. And also the odd video podcast.
Yeah, Andy mentioned the Patreon there. We're covering the movies over there at the moment. We're doing What's So Great About Heist Movies miniseries. We're just over halfway through. Our latest episode is 2018's Widows, starring Colin Farrell, Robert Duvall, Viola Davis, Elizabeth Debicki, Brian Tyree Henry, Daniel Kaluuya.
It's on Prime if you want to watch it.
It's good.
And then
it's a fucking good movie.
Watch it on Prime. And
despite the fact that I had some listeners coming at me for my Letterboxd rating.
Tony Kane, you were dead right. And I was sitting there, I seen it on Twitter, and I was sitting back in my chair like...
Tony gives everything 2.5 stars, though. So, I like to like movies. You know what? That's just me.
Call me crazy.
Yeah. Huh?
I like it. Something in my ass, or what's the...
call me crazy, call me a pervert. I like a lollipop in my mouth and butter in my ass. It's also one of our great episodes on Boogie Nights there. It's all part of our lovely movie miniseries that we're doing. Again, for a low fee of €5 a month.
You literally can't lose.
Can't. But if you can't afford to give €5 to our Patreon, well...
What's he going to do?
You can do me a solid and give us a rating and review. Now, Andy!
Yeah?
We talked about David Ehrlich's top 25 movies of the year.
Bit of a...
I don't want a 25-star review. I want a 5-star review. You're breathing on my fur.
Loopy.
So, absolutely. So thank you so much for listening.
Fun.
Absolutely. You guys have made this podcast one of the featured podcast. When you click on to film and TV reviews on Apple Podcasts, our little faces are right there. Hey. When you go looking for us, if you go looking for, oh, what am I going to find movie review in Ireland? Boom.
Boom.
We're right there.
The podcast that no longer does movie reviews is waiting there for you.
It's movie review adjacent. I always find a way to sneak a little bit of movies
in.
You
sure do.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be me if I didn't.
All right. Well, folks, thanks so much for listening. And,
you know, we'll see you next week for who knows what. Again, if you're a patron, send us a message. We will cover it on the show.
Terry will also listen to the greatest emo/pop punk feud of all time. I am, of course, talking about Brand New versus Taken Back Sunday.
Tune in for that.
Terry's gonna tell us all about it. I'll play a little clip of the song as well.
Don't, no,
not on the outro, but in the episode next week.
Please don't.
A little 20-second ditty.
Okay.
All right.
Great. See you next week, folks.
Top five Backstreet Boys song?
Top one, my friend.
Don't know about that.
All right. Let's save it for the pod. My own shot up.
All right.
Hit me.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast that has questions...